This is Life on Thunderbird, Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR.ca is where you get us on the internet. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I'm Ben. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours or so, playing music from here. And about everything is going to be from Canada. As always, on the show tonight, starting off with a new record that just came out last week by Mr. Chris Arific. It's going to be a big excitement tomorrow night at the Toast Collective. Chris is celebrating 20 years of radio on the station CITR with the Parts Unknown show Mondays at 1 p.m., not 1 a.m. And a brand new album release. So it's like a 20 everything. So new album celebration of the show for 20 years. The new record is called Treats. And I'm going to play a song from that record for you. Just to let you know, other bands playing tomorrow night at the show includes Garbage Dreams, Jerk Jails, and Wrinkles. And I believe the show starts at 9 p.m. sharp, starting off with Garbage Dreams. So please go check that show out tomorrow night. The weather is not even that hot anymore, so the Toast Collective will be very nice, I think, tomorrow night. This is a song called Late Night Vietnamese Restaurant from the album Treats by Chris Arific. Oh, computer Java update available. That sound should have been turned off, but hey, not my problem.
was brought into this world with decisions made before she had said. Jesse Carson plays the boy. He was giving up the wrong toys, as if he was one who didn't know how to play. And our brother was our priest, but the one that he'll keep in his dreams. Those images help keep their thoughts inside. And all the basically written jokes, and those stupid late night shows, tell them just what feelings they should hide.
That was Sightlines from Vancouver with a band, with a song called Colors from Vancouver, spelled with a U. Love Ethics EP is what that song came from. That was released about a year ago. Sightlines playing tonight at the Red Gate as part of Mixed Gems, playing with Pukesor, which is Miles, which is our old music director at CITR's solo project, Tessie, and also Megamall. Those are all playing tonight at the Red Gate. If you head down there now, it's probably just started or might not even be starting yet. So go check it out. In that set, I also played some Megamall with a song called Two-Faced off a bunch of demos that the band recorded. Megamall, featuring Ellie Lynch, was in the band, or still, I guess. The band's kind of on hiatus right now. Supermoon. Supermoon also, one of the members in Supermoon, Adrian LaBelle, in the band Garbage Dreams, which I also played in that set. Garbage Dreams playing as part of the Chris-orific 20th anniversary radio show. Even though it's not on radio, it's at the Toast Collective, but there's an album release that's part of it. So it's a weird mishmash of things. It's like going to a buffet with just pancakes and then also, I don't know, what doesn't go with pancakes? What doesn't go? Everything goes with pancakes. Made a mistake saying that. Just a potpourri of random things. Chris-orific. I played a song from the newer album from Chris-orific, Late Night Vietnamese Restaurant, from the album Treats. Jay Arner played on that song. He played bass on that song, and Jay also plays drums often in Garbage Dreams. So that's there's a Jay Arner, Supermoon, everybody connectioned going on in that set. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM playing music from Vancouver to start off the set. Maybe continue on with that for a little bit. This is Live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Another show that's happening tonight is at the Astoria. And yeah, the Courtneys are playing. They haven't played in Vancouver in a bit of time. They're playing with Ian Sweet, which is a band from the state. LA, I think. Yeah. And also Devours from Vancouver. Jeff from Vancouver. So I'm going to, yeah, play for you a song from the Courtneys, and then we'll see how it goes after that. This is from the last record they have out a couple years ago, I think. Courtneys on CITR with a song called Minnesota.
From 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music. Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer at CITR.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
My body rise when the morning comes. madness presses on all sides when the morning comes. I have to fight. Oh, oh, oh. Now I have cried my share of tears in the night and felt the an emptiness deep inside. Then a beautiful bird soared into my life, and with wings outstretched it flew straight into my heart.
that is Becky Ninovic with a song called Body Woe off a brand new record she's releasing tomorrow called Woe. Yeah, Becky from previously in the band You Say Party. And I'm going to read the press release here because I don't really want to get anything wrong. So, yeah, Woe follows the sudden death of You Say Party's drummer, Devin Clifford, who collapsed in 2010 on stage and died of a brain hemorrhage while playing with the band in Vancouver. And from that devastating moment, Becky found herself deep in a mental health crisis triggered by trauma and grief. Woe was a collection of songs that share in the ache and loss. Loss of her band family, loss of a clear identity, loss of an old belief system, loss of her body transformed through motherhood, and loss of life. And the record took many years to make, and I think, yeah, 10 tunes. It's been just in the works for a long time, and it's released as an album. And she has been playing shows, played in Abbotsford, and there's a show, the album release party, I believe, is actually this weekend on the 24th in New Westminster at 100 Braid Street. So if you're in that area, go check it out. Very nice song. And before that, I played a song from You Say Party off one of their the last full-length album they put out, and for XXXX, and I played a song called There's XXX Within My Heart. Also in that set, I played some Devourers with a song called Beyond Love and Beneath You from the record Iconoclast, and the Courtneys with a song called Minnesota off the record The Courtneys. To the Courtneys and Devourers are playing tonight at the Astoria. So should be happening right now. Also playing with Ian Sweet. Should be a fun show. Lots happening tonight and this weekend. This is CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is the program you're listening to. This is a brand new song from Vancouver's very own Jody Glenham. It's called Friday Night Lights. Friday Night Lights. Easy for me to say.
Seat back with a knee against the wheel. I'm just wanna see you smile. If it wasn't for a million miles, baby, I'm just sitting.
from Montreal. Their band called Lapse with a song called Dirt Wave off their latest record, which just came out beginning of the summer, not very long ago. Soon, Not Often is the name of the song that I played. Before that, another band that is from Montreal, but used to be from Vancouver. They moved to Montreal for their music career. They're called Rhinona Forever with a song called Heads or Tails off the record Feel Good. It's a brand new one that they put out earlier. It's like June, so the beginning of summer as well. Rhinona Forever played on the show like pretty much months before they decided to skip town. Nice people. Been on the show a few times. If you're interested in listening to them play live on this show, you can listen to our podcast. We have programs on CITR.ca. You can, almost all the shows is recorded, and you can listen to it whenever you want using our search engine podcasting. Just type in the name of the show and whatever you want to hear. So if you type in Rhinona Forever and Thunderbird Radio Hell, it should come up with the program and the live broadcast where the band played in our studio. It would have been, I don't even know, like 3-4 years ago, maybe. Before that, I played Ancient Shapes, which is Daniel Romano's project. If you don't know who he is, he's in a bunch. He's been in various things. Attack in Black also does a lot of work with Julie Durand, and also perform and produce the band City and Color. And he's also responsible for the record label or partner, like a person, one of the major partner in the record label, You've Changed Records. And the other person is SD from the Constantine. So Ancient Shapes is the name of his new or current project, solo project. A Flower That Won't Bloom is the name of the song I played, and it is the title track of an album that is coming out on October through his own record label. How predictable, I don't know, not shocking, I guess, is what I wanted to say. So you heard a song from that. That was a song that started off sort of like mid-song. Like, it's almost like, I assumed it's like track 3 on the album. I don't have track 2. I wonder if it's like a run-on from 2 into 3. I don't know. It just kind of just went, like, as soon as you turn it on, as soon as you play it, it just went. What else did I play? I played some Diamond Town to start off. Well, maybe not to start off the set, but I played that early in the set. Diamond Town, they're from Dartmouth. Dartmouth is sort of adjacent city, sister city to Halifax. You have to cross a bridge. You have to pay, I think. Last time I remember going to Dartmouth, you have to pay to cross a bridge and go to Dartmouth from Halifax. So, Diamond Town is a group featuring various people that has been doing music for a little bit in that area. It has Chris Thompson from Eric's Trip, and also like Moonsocket, and Casey Spindo from Dog Day, and Evan from Husband and Knife, and also Kate O'Neill, which sometimes contribute in Moonsocket and various things. So that is Diamond Town with a song called Forever off a brand new EP from the band called The Voice. Started off the set with some brand new Jody Glenham, Friday Night Light is the name of the song. I don't know if it's coming part of a new album or she's just been putting out songs here and there. Probably hear more from Jody Glenham from Vancouver, originally from Winnipeg. So that's something awesome about Jody. Continuing on with more music, this is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR. I'm just going to keep going. It's 10 o'clock right now. It's not 9 o'clock. There is another show happening this Saturday at CBDB, which is the Dan's Beer Brew. What is it? Create Beer Dan's Brew Shop. It's on 825 East Hastings. CBDB's. It's the Alimony album release party. They're playing with Budo Prudo and Jerry. So that's happening. It's probably an earlier show, like 9 o'clock or so. So yes, Alimony record release. This is a song from that release, and I think the release is actually called Release. I am gonna release that song for you now, called Funeral. On CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
No. she's painting. Always expecting news.
Inside the glamour of each day, and if our hearts can stay soft,
Sure if I meant to play that or why I play that, but that is Death From Above. Back then when this song came out, they were called Death From Above 1979. I think they started off being called Death From Above and then they added the year and now they took that off again. The song is called Romantic. Oh, typo here. Romantic Nights. You're a Woman, a Man is the name of that record, which came out many, many moons ago, like early 2000s. 2004, so like 15 years ago. That's an oldie at this point. Before that, a band from Halifax. They are called, where did I put the piece? They are called Smaller Hearts with a song called Circuitry. The is from a new album from them called Honestly. Yes, Smaller Hearts. It's a two-piece. They are from Halifax. What do I have about them? It's Christina Parley and Ron Bates. The band, they used to be recorded, well, they recorded and performed as a band called Homo Duplex since 2010, releasing synth-heavy EPs and 7 inches every year or so. But now, with this new band, they've decided to get rid of all instruments whatsoever, just all electronics. And they say they fell in love with it completely. Screw all this useless instrument crap. They didn't exactly say that, but paraphrasing. Yeah, I'm kind of paraphrasing here. Before that, I played another band from Halifax, kind of, sort of in Montreal, originally from Halifax, is Malno, a song called Expectations from their very latest, Really Well is the name of the record. The band started off as sort of an indie folk band, two-piece, and now it's a four-piece. But now it's the band is done. The band is playing, I think, a few more days. And adios, the band is breaking up. I don't think they might have played here already. But in any case, I think the last few shows is out east. And that is it for the band. So Mal No. No. Juvenile Hall, I play that Vancouver three-piece with a song called Doctor Says off the album Magazine Collage. That came out like 8, 9, 10 years ago. Laverne, new one, three-piece band from Vancouver. That band is still around, three-piece from Vancouver. Augustus is the name of the song. It's a single they just put out on their Bandcamp site. Some Cover Honey, that's from like 1999 or maybe 2000 or maybe earlier, around there, long time ago, so like 20 years ago. Cover Honey, also a three-piece band. They also from Vancouver, no longer a band. Caroline is the name of the song off the record Go Horse Go. Started off the set with some Alimony with a song called Funeral off the record Call Release. You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am Ben, and I just played 20 songs in the last hour and a half. Now I'm going to switch over to the pre-recorded part of the programming. There's a band who played a bit more than a year ago back in our studio on International Women's Day, March the 8th, 2018. They're called Basic Instincts. It's a two-piece featuring Joy and Carly. Very fantastic band. Not sure if they're still playing shows or whatnot. I know that Joy is still, I think she's still teaching drums at the Rufus Drum Shop on West 10th near UBC, I believe. Fantastic person, and I'm sure a fantastic drumming instructor, teacher. Anyways, this is the band Basic Instinct as they were playing live on the show back on March of 2018.